Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Bring it up, Jake! Final hour. Hour. You better, you bet on the BetQL Network. Tremendous Thursday with Nick Costos and the great Ken Barkley. We got a fun hour coming your way. We're going to get to our Preakness drawing in the trough. Tyler Morales will join us 20 minutes from now to for the group doing our Preakness draw for the race coming up this weekend, second race of the Triple Crown. Final segments of this hour will be all our bets for tonight. Two games in the National Hockey League, hard locks, Major League Baseball, and then not just our bets in the NBA tonight, Heat and Celtics, but we have, courtesy of our friends at Bet Rivers, you bet same game parlay that we're going to give out for the Heat-Celtics game. We will tweet it out at You Better You Bet. So Nick and Ken combined, same game parlay for the Heat and the Celtics, courtesy of our friends at Bet Rivers. But we start the Power Hour by finishing up the NFL Week 1 discussion, which literally started a week ago when Will and I were doing this
right
show.
And I guess it's going to go for four more months. Right. Yeah.
Been awesome. So Ken has been giving us his projected numbers for all the games. We have not talked in detail about Browns and Panthers, but Ken gave you his thoughts on it yesterday. We don't know who's the starting quarterback in the game yet, but you can refer to Wednesday's edition of the pod if you're interested in that content with the Browns and the Panthers in Carolina. Last game for us to hit before we give our way too early monster teaser, and that is Monday Night Football in the Pacific Northwest, where I guess we presume it's going to be Drew Locke and the Seattle Seahawks, 4-point home underdogs against their old pal Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos, total in the game, 41.5. For context, my number here is, I have not quite 6, but close to it. So Broncos by like a little less than 6 on the road at Seattle. 4, I'd consider, I would basically consider betting Denver up to 6, I think. So I'm fascinated here because I feel like you could tell me you think the number should be like 2.5. I think you could tell me the number would be 7, and I wouldn't necessarily be surprised here. So floor is yours here, Ken, kind of like your thoughts here. Primetime home underdog here, generally like a pretty valuable spot, like early in the season at least, or at least in the first half. Seattle and Denver on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I think in the market, you're seeing some 4.5s on this game too, 4s. So a little all over the map, but it, kind of in that range, basically. My number's 4.6. So I was actually astonished given how much turnover there is for both teams. One trading like a top 5, at least, depending on how you feel about him, quarterback, maybe top 3 quarterback to another team. That somehow I like took a guess at both ratings and got 4.5, and it's like 4.5. This was the game I actually thought I was going to be the most off on, and I didn't even know what way I was going to be off. I don't really trust my rating for either team. Denver is being projected like Russell Wilson has to be Matthew Stafford to the Rams. Like, that level of success has to be like a certainty for any of the way they're rated right now in the market to make sense. Win total, where they're just behind the Chiefs, basically, division market. Rating in this game, where to be 4.5 on the road, even against like a team that might be bad, requires like a pretty high rating, basically, especially in a Monday night game. So it's interesting. Like, it's like Denver has to be good for any of this to be true. If they're even like slightly less than good or slightly less than great, really, then all of this kind of falls apart pretty fast. And it's literally a new coach, Hackett, and Russell Wilson playing for second team. He's only ever played for the Seahawks. Just like a lot of uncertainty there. I'm pretty inclined to be contrarian on Denver. early in the year, maybe bet their win total under. I haven't decided necessarily how to do that yet or when to bet them. But I just, whenever there's like an assumption that's made about a team with no evidence whatsoever, because this collection of people have never played together, I'm really inclined to push back against whatever the assumption is. So very good, very bad, stuff like that, when we really haven't seen it before. Seattle, I don't know, man. Drew Lock stinks.
I'm just hoping all of this ends in Seahawks early, Broncos late would make my soul dance. I'm hoping that.
Well, it has to be Seahawks early. Like you kind of you like alluded to it even in the question, right? We'll get to that in a second. So, if they turn Drew Lock into something like positive, I will be astonished and give them a standing ovation.
If there were ever a coach to do it, it would be Pete Carroll, obviously. So,
I just like. We all gonna have egg on our face at the end of this when he like turns Drew Lock into a playoff quarterback.
No, I'm just like no. He turned Russell Wilson into Drew Lock. I can't wait to see him turn Drew
Lock. He did do that. Yeah, he prompted me to call to a Drua Tagovailoa yesterday. They end up being the same thing as the Denver Broncos. So line. I don't know. I think Lock stinks. People are betting Seattle's win total under pretty aggressively already. Okay, but what I tried to do with their rating just to get—I mean, Denver. I feel like. I just went with how elite they're rated in the win total, Super Bowl, et cetera, markets, went with that. And I got their part of the number correct. With Seattle, I actually just looked at the games last year where Wilson didn't play, of which there were many, and just took like an average of how Seattle was rated baseline in those games. And that's what I went into this game with, and I landed on the number. So I guess that's kind of what the market's doing. Like, here are the Geno Smith games, and here's kind of how the team was rated. They were.
Do you remember what the Saints were last year on Monday night in Seattle when Geno Smith started? Do you remember what the spread was in that game?
I don't remember exactly. I want to say, well, it's more than three. Was it this or was it a little more than this?
5.5. We bet Seattle. Yeah. Seattle covered.
Yeah, and you also have the first game that Geno Smith plays was the Sunday nighter against Pittsburgh, right? And they should have won. Did they lose in overtime?
I don't know that they should have won, but they had to come back at the end and forced overtime, and Pittsburgh ended up winning. Yeah.
Should have won was a bad way to put it. Played a very close game when they were not expected to play a really close game. Right. So again, how they were rated in those games, not even how they performed, which was better than expectation, they were rated like a slightly below average football team. When their win total market opened, they were kind of rated like a slightly below average football team. And now they're being bet like they're a really bad team. So I don't think the number is wrong. The angle that Nick's referencing for not longtime listeners of the show, Monday Night Football home underdogs in the first half for the first 10 weeks of the season before teams start quitting, crowds dissipate in Monday night games because the team's bad. The first half has been amazing for home underdogs. I don't have the exact number in front of me. Entering last year, I think it was 71% the last 10 years, betting home underdogs in the first half in Monday Night Football, something like that. And we bet several of them last year. I think we ended up like 500 on those bets. I would have to go back and check. But just a valuable, profitable angle that's been true for a while. It's Seattle at home with their old quarterback coming to town. Also, if this gets to like 4.5, 5, we could get 3 in the first half, which would be like really awesome in a game like this with a really low total too, 42. So that would be pretty good. What do I want to bet in the game market? Nothing right now, because I think yesterday to start the show, I basically said the team that's going to be good. Well, I actually gave a different team I didn't say Denver. I think I said another team. I'll just say like Denver is a team at the upper end that I think you could come up with a lot of different answers about what your rating is going into the year for them, of course, for obvious reasons. And Seattle's a team at the bottom end that I think you would have a lot of different answers of what their rating should be, because really this version of Seattle has only ever had Russell Wilson as their quarterback, and Denver's had terrible quarterback play. So like, yeah, it's an upgrade for Denver, but how much? Yeah, it's a downgrade for Seattle, but how much? Ton of mystery. So I don't want to bet the game right now. I don't have any angles that I think are really good. If it's 3 with Seattle in the first half, that's easy. But that would be any team in that situation. That doesn't have to be Seattle against Denver.
Okay, so great stuff. And that basically wraps up all of Ken's projections for week number 1 in the National Football League. Nick and Ken here in the Power Hour are going to give you our bets as we move along for tonight. So just to wrap it up, and then we'll do a little monster. How many bets do you think you... And like, have you put any in, or like the stuff that you really like, at least right now? I know you love the Patriots. I love that bet as well. What else would you say stand out to you at this moment right now on Thursday, May 19th?
Sure. So I'll preface this answer by saying this is the first pass at my ratings. I have only made one bet, and I know that no matter how my ratings change going forward, I'm going to like this bet a lot. And that's why I bet it. So it's my exact number projection in the games could change as we go through the summer. I don't think it's going to change aggressively without an injury. We're talking about, like, you know, half points and points, basically, maybe in some situations without injuries happening. So just keep that in mind, though. Like, don't run to bet every single game right now. That would be a terrible idea. Please don't do that. I did bet the Patriots plus three, though. I said yesterday, if people found threes, let me know. Five people reached out and said they found threes, and I bet them. So I bet the Patriots plus three, minus 110. That's in the account. And and the only reason you bet a game right now, it's the only reason. You're locking your money up for a really long time. But the only reason you bet it is because you think the number is really likely to not be that when the game starts. And I would be really, really, really surprised if this went the opposite direction and Miami got to 3.5 in the game, with injury luck being equal for both sides. And you could even argue it should actually be advantage Patriots because Tua gets hurt. So I just thought three, like, maybe it's just three when we get there and nothing changes. That's possible. But, like, Miami's going to take money on three. With how the teams are perceived going into the year, would take an injury for that to happen, and it would probably take an injury to Mac Jones for that to happen.
Did we do last year as expansive a week one preview as we did this year when the schedule came out?
We didn't do it this way. We definitely didn't do it this way. We did, like, the individual divisions during the summer. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember that, but I mean, I'm sure we talked about week one, but we didn't do this, though.
No, we didn't anything close to this. I was on vacation for the schedule release just like I was this year.
I think when I came back, whatever. Here's what's going to bother me. I feel like a lot of people are just going to rip your stuff off this year because we did it really early.
Well, how would that be any different from what happened last year during the season? So,
Well, that's during the season. This is more like, I can't wait for, like, all, and, like, I just want people, and this is not meant to single any, like, one person out. I guess, like, it's possible that, like, people have their own individual thoughts, right? But just out there, like, our listeners and viewers, just watch in the weeks to come following this when people talk about week one, how many people say all the same stuff that Ken just said. Like, you will be amazed by what you see. And this is just fact. It's going to happen. It has happened. It will happen. So there you have it. Just something to keep in mind.
And just to one more thing. Excuse you, I didn't answer your question fully. Just the Patriots plus three is the only bet that's in the account. Because I think as my rating, I'm just never going to get to this number. I don't even know how I could. But any other games that are interesting to me, Pittsburgh, if it's seven, Jacksonville more than a field goal, the Raiders for too much, Green Bay as it gets to pick, Tampa if it gets to pick, and Seattle in the first half. That's at least, like, how we're starting. And I mean, who knows after that?
Hear me out. Let's monster teaser the sumbitch here for week one way too right. early. Now, you can't put these bets in. We're not suggesting any bets be put in.
You can't even tease games right now. Books won't let you because the numbers are too flimsy.
Yeah. So you can't. So this is more of just like fun, like introductory conversation to this topic here. Let's go through it here. And do we want to do totals also?
Let's just do sides. We have plenty of time to. Because that means we can have another segment at some point be a total conversation with Monster Teaser.
Good call. More content. Right. Excellent. Okay. So I will, why don't we do this? I will present the ones that I think are really interesting and we can kind of like say lock it in or swap it out or take it out. Ready?
All right. Lock it in, swap it out is a pretty fun segment idea.
It's not bad, right? Rams plus 14.
No. Wait, you're saying these are interesting or these are just all the options?
I think these are interesting ones.
No. High total game, two crazy offenses. Yeah.
Get blown out. Saints plus 8.5.
Has to be worth considering. The total in the game is 41.
Let me say this for the first time this season. The Saints threw zero out the other side to plus 8.5 on the road in Atlanta.
On the road against, like, Desmond Ridder in his first start, and he has to win by more than a touchdown to cover. Yeah.
So Saints are on the list, potentially.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, maybe if, like, there's a Mariota world where Falcons 17.5 is on the list. That's a big number in a home opener against Jameis.
You're right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Hear me out. Tease both sides. Yeah.
Patriots plus 15.5, like, is the no-brainer of all time.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Yes. Yeah, 100%.
We could tease the Ravens to plus 8.5 at the Jets.
The Jets are very weird. I don't want to tease that game.
We can't tease Jacksonville, right, to 16.5. They could get trucked.
They could definitely get trucked. We cannot tease Jacksonville.
I wouldn't tease the Colts or the Texans.
I would only tease the Texans up.
Okay. We could tease...
To 21, by the way, for people who are trying to do the math. Yeah.
The Eagles plus 9 in Detroit is like...
Yeah, you have a hard time figuring like Goff by margin, which we basically never saw last season.
That's like a great like punk rock man, Goff right. by margin.
What's up, everybody? We're Goff by margin. GBM.
Yeah. All right, so that's an option. I don't know that I want to do anything with Pittsburgh or Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather just bet the 7 when it appears than like go from 7 to 20.
I wouldn't do Giants.
Pay a lot, obviously.
I wouldn't do Giants.
I agree.
Get killed. I don't know that I'd do Packers or Vikings, honestly.
I agree.
Like, Packers
totally.
Could kill the Vikings, yeah. And the Packers lost 38-3 last year in the season opener. The
total's 50, too. So it's the same argument as Buffalo Rams, basically.
Raiders 17.
Yeah, high total. Like, the Chargers are... They might make me look stupid this year. Like, it's possible. I think I would rather just bet the Raiders than tease the Raiders.
Okay. Arizona 15.5 against the Chiefs.
Or Kansas City 10.5.
Or Kansas, yeah, probably Kansas City.
Mahomes gonna lose, but Mahomes gonna lose by 11. Yeah. So
Tampa plus 11 in Dallas.
Yeah, another one. Both of these are high total games, which we should avoid. I'm gonna end up with if Chiefs 10.5 is available, I feel like that's gonna be in my original monster teaser.
All right, do we want to finalize this on the other side and then we'll do the Preakness draw or finalize it? Yes. Like the way too early one. Okay.
Yeah, finalize the monster, then it's trough time.
Monster, then trough. And we're Goff by margin here on the BetQL Network.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.